A long time ago when I was singing that song to my children, we lived in Peru. Actually, it was mostly to Greta. She was the one who couldn't sleep. But she was one then, and she was 25 now, so it's been a few years. But you older folks understand that it was just like yesterday. But when we were in Peru, I was an agricultural missionary. And so we lived in Cusco, but we traveled out to Wasak and Caicai. And the folks out there were Quechua Indians by their background. And so mostly the men spoke Spanish because they go to town to do the trading. But a lot of the women only spoke Quechua. And Quechua is a very interesting language. I only know about two phrases, to tell you the truth, of Quechua. Iman Sutiki and Imanaya Kachanke, which means, what's your name and how are you? But one day we went to a funeral reception. And even down there, they would have gatherings when someone died. And being in the little village, we went. And we were kind of walking around, shaking the hands, you know, and just telling them in Spanish how we felt, you know, at the death of this person. She was 83 years old when she died. And the week before she died, she was out herding the sheep. That was her job. So at 83, she was still chasing the sheep over the hills and the dales. Well, we got to this one lady. She looked 20, 30 years old. And I was shaking her hand. And she wouldn't let go. She held on really tight. And of course, she was saying some stuff to me in Quechua. Man, I didn't understand what it was. And so fortunately, we had a fellow with us, an agriculturalist that spoke Quechua and Spanish, and he was interpreting, and he began to snicker a little bit. He said, what she's saying is she wants to have your baby. So, you know, and they were having a good time, the two guys with me, so I kind of peeled her hand off mine. And she was the last one, so we walked out. But she followed me out in the street. I guess she thought maybe I'd changed my mind. But that was my experience, more so there than ever before, with the sheep. There are a lot of sheep around. You either had the very elderly that were herding them, or you had the real young, sometimes 3, 4 years old, 5 years old, that were in charge of the sheep. In our own United States, we don't see many sheep or goats. Goats a little bit more in this area since they've gotten some value to them. But not too many sheep. And so we don't really know the characteristics of sheep. But Jesus told a story, a parable, about sheep because people would understand it. And he said this parable, that at the end of time, the Son of Man, returning as Christ the King, would separate the sheep from the goats. Now, what that tells us is that there will be a judgment day. Most of us, that judgment day will come long after we have died. I don't expect Christ to return immediately. But we need to know that there will be a judgment day. And Jesus says that that judgment day will be based on what we've done to other people, or what we've not done for other people. And it won't be complicated. It won't be millions, billions of dollars. Rather, it'll be when someone was thirsty, we gave them a drink of water. When they were hungry, we gave them a little food. When they were in prison or in the hospital, we visited them. When they needed clothing, we donated clothing. Not real sophisticated. But we needed to know that when we did that, we didn't do it just for Christ's family. We did it for him as well. Now, there are many stories throughout history of folks who have seen Christ's face in somebody in need. St. Francis of Assisi became a Christian because, as a very wealthy person, he decided to give up his wealth. And one day he came across a person with leprosy. being compelled to feel this way, he got off his horse and gave the person a big hug, which you just didn't do. And then in that person's face, St. Francis saw Christ. You can imagine the inspiration for him in that particular endeavor. When you and I give canned goods to We Care, I know some of you work at We Care, and so you see Christ in those faces. When you visit folks in their homes or in the hospital because they're ill, sometimes just a little glimpse of Christ will be there. When you donate clothing that you're not using anymore but still in good shape, you benefit Christ as well. And all of that has to do not because we intentionally do it, as the story says, but rather because we are so loved by Christ, so forgiven by Christ, we are compelled to do it without really thinking. We don't have to intentionally give a drink or food or clothing or visit. It just becomes a part of our nature. And so when Christ said you did it for these, they couldn't even remember when. So it will be for us. As we grow in our devotion to Christ, we will do more and more for others naturally. Not because we have to, not because we get paid for it, not because we even think about it, but it becomes a second nature to us. My prayer for you is that Christ would be so real within your lives, that you would feel so loved and forgiven, that you would become, or probably already are, a natural giver. And in that, continue to experience the very grace of Jesus himself, seeing his face on our neighbor. Amen.